from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Kevin's take. The good, the bad, and the ugly from yesterday's Washington Commanders game.
Let's go! Let's go!
Here's Kevin.
God, I hate doing this after preseason games, but this is the last one for 2024, especially the third preseason game. Look, Dan Quinn said there were, you know, when I had him on last week, five to seven spots, you know, open, but that the roster would be very fluid during the first few weeks of the season. So keep that in mind. This roster is going to be more than half turned over, much more than half. And I think when we get to opening day against Tampa, more than half of the players starting or, you know, in roles in which they essentially are starters, you know, which would include nickel corner and slot receiver, even if they're not out there on the opening drive. It's going to be more than half of, say, the 24 to 25 players that you would perceive as starters, or right around half. The first thing to me, it was interesting to hear Dan Quinn say after the game that he thought that they were a little tight in the first half. Okay, that's fine. My observation was what it was last week and against the Jets. And I think it's a good sign, although I will tell you, I think there were times during the Ron Rivera era that they were flying around on defense and special teams in the preseason as well. But I think the one consistent theme to the discussion about the kind of football team that he wants, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters actually have both talked about the relentless, competitive, high-motored, physical player. That's what, how many times has he said since he took over, what you're going to come away with in this first season is you're going to say, these guys compete hard, they play with a ton of energy, they play with a relentless motor, and this is the player trait, you know, and I'm quoting, air quoting it, player trait that he and Adam Peters were looking for in the players that they brought in and the players that were here that they were going to decide to keep. You know, very much kind of a 49er mentality to the players on the team. The 49ers do play at a level energy-wise, you know, high motor-wise that is different. The difference is you can't really quantify, but you know when you watch Deebo Samuel and Fred Warner and some of their players, it's just playing to the whistle. I mean, Juwan Jennings, you know, Jay Gruden said maybe the greatest wide receiver blocker in the history of the game, and that no team has ever had a better group collectively of wide receivers who block than the current 49ers. And this is what they are looking for. And to me, watching last night, I had the same feeling that I had against Miami and the same feeling I had against the Jets. And that is that the players that they put out there are playing with a high level of enthusiasm and energy, and they're high-motored. Look, a lot of those players last night are playing not only for perhaps jobs here, but playing to put, you know, tape resume out there. So it's, in many cases, their last in a desperate attempt to stay in the league. So you better see that from some of those players. But that stuck out to me all three of the preseason games. In terms of players, so to be honest with you, I think the most impressive player of the night was Antonio Gibson on the other side. I was always the biggest Antonio Gibson guy. He averaged nearly 6 yards a carry on three carries. I think Gibson has a chance still. How old is Gibson now? Is he 26, 27, somewhere around there? I still think Antonio Gibson has a chance to be a really good NFL back. He's playing on a team that should be a pretty bad team. But to me, the player that actually stood out the most last night was Antonio Gibson. He had three rushes for 17 yards and a catch for 13 yards. He was overthrown on another one by Jacoby Brissett, who actually you could see, you know where Brissett processes very quickly. I don't care that he was playing, second, third stringers. You know, there's an all-out blitz early on a third down, and that ball just came out beautifully to Gibson to beat the blitz. And that's where, Brissett, the big difference last year with Brissett and Howe is Brissett processes quickly. He's a veteran, too. He's been around, understood. And Howe really didn't. I thought Drake May, man, he is athletic. There's no doubt about that. You know, in the conversation about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, I think sometimes people overlooked. We talked about loving Drake May's athleticism, and he's bigger and stronger. I thought Drake May, for what it was, again, not playing against anybody that's going to play week one defensively for Washington. I mean, maybe a player or two that'll, sub in. But I actually thought he played well. But enough on the Patriots. So for Washington, there were a couple of players that just kind of stood out. Again, who you playing? What's the situation? I like Michael Wiley as a running back. I don't know if he's going to make this team or not. But overall, I think he has shown really decisive, quick vision, really good spatial awareness, and hard running. He had 7 carries. The fact that he got 7 carries last night in the final preseason game, I don't know if that's a good sign that he's going to make the team, but 7 carries, 26 yards, and a touchdown. He looks like a guy that should be on an NFL roster to me. Again, I have no idea whether he makes this roster, but for 3 straight games, Michael Wiley has stood out to me as a back that has excellent vision and can play a little bit in the league. He also had, a couple of receptions, but he had the touchdown run that gave him the 13-10 lead in the fourth quarter. Just hold off on Driscoll. God, I can't believe how many Driscoll tweets I was reading before the show today. Some of you guys just can't stand Mariota. But I will get to Driscoll, I promise, here in a moment. But on the list of things that I liked, the overall hustle, Wiley. Look, Martavis Bryant's a big-ass target. I mean, he's 6'4.5", 6'5". He's got hands. I thought there was some interesting comments made about him by Dan Quinn, who just really does have, I think, a real grasp on people. And, I think Dan Quinn's overall EQ is probably much higher than his IQ. I'm not saying that he's not a high IQ person, but I think one of the reasons he's been so effective in the league is he just really has an ability to communicate with people, but really read people. And I thought he had a very interesting answer, and you'll hear it a little bit later on Martavis Bryant. But I thought Bryant looked good, and I was kind of happy for him to see it. 3 catches in the game, including the one that kind of iced the game, I guess, if you want to call it that, at the end. Look, Cade York had one responsibility last night, and that was not to miss. And he was 2 for 2. and then to not, you know, kick it through the end zone on any of his kickoffs, and he didn't do that. So I would imagine that Cade York has a chance, depending on what happens here, to be on the final 53-man roster. And then my guess would be that, you know, they would look to potentially add some kickers to the practice squad to compete during the week, during the first couple of weeks. We'll see. There may be somebody that they've had their eye on. You know, right last night, Joey Sly, this is a field goal kicking competition for the Patriots. Joey Sly was 0 for 2, but they were 60 and 64-yard attempts. Chad Ryland made his one kick and one extra point. He was a fourth-round pick, but by the last regime, Bill Belichick. Ryland's actually a very talented kicker, but struggled last year as a rookie. So Cade York did what he was supposed to do. So he's on the list of things that I liked from the game last night. There's been a player that has stood out to me and stood out to me occasionally in recent years. I like Castro Fields. I like number 26, Castro Fields. I think he can play a little bit. And I thought last year when he had opportunities in a few games that he played well too. He's aggressive. He's one of those guys that flies around. Jeremy Reeves really flies around at the safety position. But I kind of like 26. I don't know what his chances are of making the team. He was out there last night for, you know, a bunch of the game. But I think he has actually shown well in the games. Have no idea what he's looked like during practice. Another player, and I'm kind of predisposed to some of these players that I kind of liked last year, but I also think have played well in this preseason, and I thought he was good again last night, and that was KJ Henry. Now, the sack was an unblocked sack early in the game. They clearly missed an assignment. Looked like the back missed the call. And KJ Henry sacked Jacoby Brissett. I don't know, was that the play that Brissett was hurt on? I don't know. But I think 55 KJ Henry is quick twitch and has the ability to rush the passer. I thought that Phil Mathis, for whatever it's worth, because I know a lot of people kind of expect Phil not to make the team. If you've been listening to Quinn talk about Phil Mathis, talk about Jamin Davis, a few other guys, you know, Emmanuel Forbes didn't play last night. So anybody that thought that Emmanuel Forbes wasn't going to make the team, obviously that's been off for a while. I don't think anybody that's followed this closely actually believed that was a possibility. But Big Phil, who was their second round pick in 2022, had played a lot of snaps, but was an older player and also was another one of those, you know, potential reaches in the second round by the Ron Rivera regime. I thought he had some of his best moments of the preseason last night. I also thought that Mitch Tinsley, who had dropped a couple of balls, I think, in the first two preseason games, I thought that he played well last night. Remember last year during the preseason, you know, he showed well. He's another guy that has a bigger radius. I don't know what this wide receiver room is going to shake out. Ben's going to join us at 12, and we'll really focus in on the 53-man roster. By the way, I thought Chris Rodriguez did a good job catching the football and running with the football. Who else did I have on this list? Oh, Tress Way had a really outstanding night punting the football. He's been on the list, right, for several years. Oh, John, I thought Ridgeway and Phil Mathis, I don't know if it's going to come down to one of the two of them, but I thought Ridgeway and Phil Mathis actually both showed a little bit. In terms of some of the things that stood out from a negative standpoint, look, Kaz Allen, I don't know what they're going to do here. He was back pretty much, I think, on every punt return and every kickoff return. He ended up having one punt return for no yards, had a couple of decent fair catches, had a couple of good fake fair catches where the ball went into the end zone. His one kickoff return was 23 yards. You know, not a lot of opportunities last night. I don't know what they're going to do. This will be a conversation at noon with Ben. They clearly believe that Kaz Allen has game-breaking potential. He has not had great production in these preseason games, including last night at running back where he got another two carries and got a couple of catches out of the backfield. His two carries were for 2 yards. There wasn't much running room on either play, to be fair to him. But this is a player that they really want, clearly, to be on the final 53. Let's see what happens. I think, you know, the punt return spot, I think they really would love to have Kaz Allen be kickoff returner, punt returner, and then add another kickoff returner next to him. I don't know if that would be Pringle. I think that right now he's got a chance to be that guy. But if Kaz Allen, if they decide we just weren't convinced in the actual preseason games, then I think it's Crowder as the punt returner. And then we'll see on kickoff returns. I would imagine Pringle and I don't know. Weird situation. I mean, when I asked Quinn about it when he was on with us last week, it was very, very clear that this was a murky area still. You know, there are a couple of areas. You know, depth at corner, depth at receiver, punt return, kickoff return. I'm sure they have some leans, but I think the leans really on kickoff and punt return, they were hoping turned into definites, and it was going to be number 10, Kaz Allen. But he certainly didn't do it in the actual games. But apparently, he looks dynamic everywhere else. So, we'll see. Big cutdowns. Lots of players that'll be available Tuesday after 4. You have, by the way, I believe 24 hours to make that claim on the players that got released. I think that's the rules. The waiver wire allow here. I've got the rules in front. The waiver wire allows teams to submit claims for qualifying players that have previously been cut by other teams, including, organizations usually have 24 hours to do so, but the window is a bit shorter on cutdown day. So let me amend that. Final cuts take place 4 p.m. Tuesday. Teams only have until noon on Wednesday to submit claims to a player's right. So actually, they don't have 24 hours. They have 20 hours to do that. All right, I do want to just get into Jeff Driskel a little bit and this idea that a lot of you believe you are watching a guy that should be the backup to Jaden Daniels. He's played well in the preseason. He's not played very well at all in the regular season. We'll talk about that, and then you'll hear a few things that Dan Quinn said about last night. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app, and all of our coverage on the Team 980 is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Kevin's Take. The good, the bad, and the ugly from yesterday's Washington Commanders game.
Let's go! Let's go!
Here's Kevin.
God, I hate doing this after preseason games, but this is the last one for 2024, especially the third preseason game. Look, Dan Quinn said there were, you know, when I had him on last week, five to seven spots, you know, open, but that the roster would be very fluid during the first few weeks of the season. So keep that in mind. This roster is going to be more than half turned over, much more than half. And I think when we get to opening day against Tampa, more than half of the players starting or, you know, in roles in which they essentially are starters, you know, which would include nickel corner and slot receiver, even if they're not out there on the opening drive. It's going to be more than half of, say, the 24 to 25 players that you would perceive as starters, or right around half. The first thing to me, it was interesting to hear Dan Quinn say after the game that he thought that they were a little tight in the first half. Okay, that's fine. My observation was what it was last week and against the Jets. And I think it's a good sign, although I will tell you, I think there were times during the Ron Rivera era that they were flying around on defense and special teams in the preseason as well. But I think the one consistent theme to the discussion about the kind of football team that he wants, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters actually have both talked about the relentless, competitive, high-motored, physical player. That's what, how many times has he said since he took over, what you're going to come away with in this first season is you're going to say, these guys compete hard, they play with a ton of energy, they play with a relentless motor, and this is the player trait, you know, and I'm quoting, air quoting it, player trait that he and Adam Peters were looking for in the players that they brought in and the players that were here that they were going to decide to keep. You know, very much kind of a 49er mentality to the players on the team. The 49ers do play at a level energy-wise, you know, high motor-wise that is different. The difference is you can't really quantify, but you know when you watch Debo Samuel and Fred Warner and some of their players, it's just playing to the whistle. I mean, Juwan Jennings, you know, Jay Gruden said maybe the greatest wide receiver blocker in the history of the game, and that no team has ever had a better group collectively of wide receivers who block than the current 49ers. And this is what they are looking for. And to me, watching last night, I had the same feeling that I had against Miami and the same feeling I had against the Jets, and that is that the players that they put out there are playing with a high level of enthusiasm and energy, and they're high-motored. Look, a lot of those players last night are playing not only for perhaps jobs here, but playing to put, you know, tape resume out there. So it's in many cases their last in a desperate attempt to stay in the league. So you better see that from some of those players. But that stuck out to me all three of the preseason games. In terms of players, so to be honest with you, I think the most impressive player of the night was Antonio Gibson on the other side. I was always the biggest Antonio Gibson guy. He averaged nearly 6 yards a carry on 3 carries. I think Gibson has a chance still. How old is Gibson now? Is he 26, 27, somewhere around there? I still think Antonio Gibson has a chance to be a really good NFL back. He's playing on a team that should be a pretty bad team. But to me, the player that actually stood out the most last night was Antonio Gibson. He had three rushes for 17 yards and a catch for 13 yards. He was overthrown on another one by Jacoby Brissett, who actually you could see, you know where Brissett processes very quickly. I don't care that he was playing, you know, second, third stringers. You know, there's an all-out blitz early on a third down, and that ball just came out beautifully to Gibson to beat the blitz. And that's where, you know, Brissett, the big difference last year with Brissett and Howell is Brissett processes quickly. He's a veteran, too. He's been around, understood. And Howell really didn't. I thought Drake May, man, he is athletic. There's no doubt about that. You know, in the conversation about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, you know, I think sometimes people overlooked. We talked about loving Drake May's athleticism, and he's bigger and stronger. I thought Drake May, you know, for what it was, again, not playing against anybody that's going to play week one defensively for Washington. I mean, maybe a player or two that'll, you know, sub in. But I actually thought he played well. But enough on the Patriots. So for Washington, there were a couple of players that just kind of stood out. Again, who you playing? What's the situation? I like Michael Wiley as a running back. I don't know if he's going to make this team or not. But overall, I think he has shown really decisive, quick vision, really good spatial awareness, and hard running. You know, he had 7 carries. The fact that he got 7 carries last night in the final preseason game, I don't know if that's a good sign that he's going to make the team. But 7 carries, 26 yards, and a touchdown. He looks like a guy that should be on an NFL roster to me. Again, I have no idea whether he makes this roster, but for 3 straight games, Michael Wiley, you know, has stood out to me as a back that has excellent vision and can play a little bit in the league. He also had, you know, that a couple of receptions, but he had the touchdown run that gave him the 13-10 lead in the fourth quarter. Just hold off on Driscoll. God, I can't believe how many Driscoll tweets I was reading before the show today. Some of you guys just can't stand Mariota. But I will get to Driscoll, I promise, here in a moment. But on the list of things that I liked, the overall hustle, Wiley. Look, Martavis Bryant's a big-ass target. I mean, he's 6'4.5", 6'5". He's got hands. I thought there was some interesting comments made about him by Dan Quinn, who just really does have, I think, a real grasp on people. And, like, I think Dan Quinn's overall EQ is probably much higher than his IQ. I'm not saying that he's not a high IQ person, but I think one of the reasons he's been so effective in the league is he just really has an ability to communicate with people, but really read people. And I thought he had a very interesting answer, and you'll hear it a little bit later on Martavis Bryant. But I thought Bryant looked good, and I was kind of happy for him to see it. 3 catches in the game, including the one that kind of iced the game, I guess, if you want to call it that, at the end. Look, Cade York had one responsibility last night, and that was not to miss. And he was 2 for 2. And then to not, you know, kick it through the end zone on any of his kickoffs, and he didn't do that. So I would imagine that Cade York has a chance, depending on what happens here, to be on the final 53-man roster. And then my guess would be that, you know, they would look to potentially add some kickers to the practice squad to compete during the week, during the first couple of weeks. We'll see. There may be somebody that they've had their eye on. You know, right last night, Joey Sly, this is a field goal kicking competition for the Patriots. Joey Sly was 0-for-2, but they were 60 and 64-yard attempts. Chad Ryland made his 1 kick and 1 extra point. He was a 4th-round pick, but by the last regime, Bill Belichick. Ryland's actually a very talented kicker, but struggled last year as a rookie. So Cade York did what he was supposed to do. So he's on the list of things that I liked from the game last night. There's been a player that has stood out to me and stood out to me occasionally in recent years. I like Castro Fields. I like number 26, Castro Fields. I think he can play a little bit. And I thought last year when he had opportunities in a few games that he played well too. He's aggressive. He's one of those guys that flies around. Jeremy Reeves really flies around at the safety position. But I kind of like 26. I don't know what his chances are of making the team. He was out there last night for, you know, a bunch of the game. But I think he has actually shown well in the games. Have no idea what he's looked like during practice. Another player, and I'm kind of predisposed to some of these players that I kind of liked last year, but I also think have played well in this preseason, and I thought he was good again last night, and that was KJ Henry. Now, the sack was an unblocked sack early in the game. They clearly missed an assignment. Looked like the back missed the call. And KJ Henry sacked Jacoby Brissett. I don't know, was that the play that Brissett was hurt on? I don't know. But I think 55 KJ Henry is quick twitch and has the ability to rush the passer. I thought that Phil Mathis, for whatever it's worth, because I know a lot of people kind of expect Phil not to make the team. If you've been listening to Quinn talk about Phil Mathis, talk about Jamin Davis, a few other guys, you know, Emmanuel Forbes didn't play last night. So anybody that thought that Emmanuel Forbes wasn't going to make the team, obviously that's been off for a while. I don't think anybody that's followed this closely actually believed that was a possibility. But Big Phil, who was their second round pick in 2022, had played a lot of snaps, but was an older player and also was another one of those, you know, potential reaches in the second round by the Ron Rivera regime. I thought he had some of his best moments of the preseason last night. I also thought that Mitch Tinsley, who had dropped a couple of balls, I think, in the first two preseason games, I thought that he played well last night. Remember last year during the preseason, you know, he showed well. He's another guy that has a bigger radius. I don't know what this wide receiver room is going to shake out. Ben's going to join us at 12, and we'll really focus in on the 53-man roster. By the way, I thought Chris Rodriguez did a good job catching the football and running with the football. And who else did I have on this list? Oh, Tress Way had a really outstanding night punting the football. He's been on the list, right, for several years. Oh, John, I thought Ridgeway and Phil Mathis, I don't know if it's going to come down to one of the two of them, but I thought Ridgeway and Phil Mathis actually both showed a little bit. In terms of some of the things that stood out from a negative standpoint, look, Kaz Allen, I don't know what they're going to do here. He was back pretty much, I think, on every punt return and every kickoff return. He ended up having one punt return for no yards, had a couple of decent fair catches, had a couple of good fake fair catches where the ball went into the end zone. His one kickoff return was 23 yards. You know, not a lot of opportunities last night. I don't know what they're going to do. This will be a conversation at noon with Ben. They clearly believe that Kaz Allen has game-breaking potential. He has not had great production in these preseason games, including last night at running back where he got another two carries and got a couple of catches out of the backfield. His two carries were for 2 yards. There wasn't much running room on either play, to be fair to him. But this is a player that they really want, clearly, to be on the final 53. Let's see what happens. I think, you know, the punt return spot, I think they really would love to have Kaz Allen be kickoff returner, punt returner, and then add another kickoff returner next to him. I don't know if that would be Pringle. I think that right now he's got a chance to be that guy. But if Kaz Allen, if they decide we just weren't convinced in the actual preseason games, then I think it's Crowder as the punt returner. And then we'll see on kickoff returns. I would imagine Pringle and I don't know. Weird situation. I mean, when I asked Quinn about it when he was on with us last week, it was very, very clear that this was a murky area still. You know, there are a couple of areas. You know, depth at corner, depth at receiver, punt return, kickoff return. I'm sure they have some leans, but I think the leans really on kickoff and punt return, they were hoping turned into definites and it was going to be number 10, Kaz Allen. But he certainly didn't do it in the actual games. But apparently, he looks dynamic everywhere else. So, we'll see. Big cutdowns, lots of players that'll be available Tuesday after 4. You have, by the way, I believe 24 hours to make that claim on the players that got released. I think that's the rules. The waiver wire allows, here, I've got the rules in front. The waiver wire allows teams to submit claims for qualifying players that have previously been cut by other teams, including, organizations usually have 24 hours to do so, but the window is a bit shorter on cutdown day, so let me amend that. Final cuts take place 4 p.m. Tuesday. Teams only have until noon on Wednesday to submit claims to a player's right. So actually, they don't have 24 hours. They have 20 hours to do that. All right, I do want to just get into Jeff Driskel a little bit and this idea that a lot of you believe you are watching a guy that should be the backup to Jaden Daniels. He's played well in the preseason. He's not played very well at all in the regular season. We'll talk about that, and then you'll hear a few things that Dan Quinn said about last night. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app, and all of our coverage on the Team 980 is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.